If this show would have been a tam the way I thought, Yishino, I may have been potter. Because Moidino or Miftarino, I could have been Moida, I could have admitted to Bezdin, and then I'd be potter. Because we're going on the tzad that Rashi says, like Palganiska Kenosa, and therefore Moida Beknatz is potter. And then the Gemara says, V'yafidu l'mandiyama Palganiska m'moino, even according to the mandiyama that holds, Palganiska is called Mamin, still Neymalei. The Sheol should have said, "Itamu, if this shor that I've taken would have been a real tam, heavy marikna leliagmo, I could have escaped him into the pasture, outside in the fields, and they couldn't have caught him, and then I wouldn't have to pay because we know a tam only pays megufai. So if they couldn't have caught the shor itself, I would have been potter. But now that it's a muad, you're going to make me pay anyway, min aliyah." So the Mara says, "True." But the alohocha b'mayaskinu, know the case we're talking about over here. Kugoyin di'aktim be'dino v'tavsei. We're talking about the Bezdin came fast already and took it away from the Sheol. So since Bezdin took it away from the Sheol couldn't have said anything as if to say, I could have made a potter. Because we're talking about that Bezdin took it away from you already. So that's why the Sheol has to pay his chatzi nezek. So the Gemara still asks, if so, why does the Bailam have to pay a chatzi nezek? Neymalei, let the Bailam say back to the Sheol, like it's your fault. Neymalei, atfisei luturoyi biyodei man delei mitzina lishtau yedina badei. You let my shah go into the hands of Bezdin, that man delei mitzina lishtau yedina badei. I can't talk with them, I can't argue with them. In other words, who asked you to let the Bezdin grab the shah? So maybe it's your fault, like if you wouldn't let the Bezdin grab the shore, maybe we could have freed ourselves. So, no, the shore says back, no, that's not a time, you can't free yourself because of that. The shore could say back to the owner, if I would have returned the shore to you, wouldn't have Bezdin come to you and take the shore away from you, so that the Bezdin took it and did it, but then, that's no time, how did I let Bezdin take it? So for that, you can't free yourself. So Mara says no still, V'neimaleh, let the Bailam say back to the Sheol, if you would have returned it to me, I would have let the Sheol escape into the pasture, till again they couldn't have caught it. So Mara says no, Mishum D'yomaleh, because the Sheol has a right to say back to the Bailam, safe anyway, Lav Ma'al Yehevi Mishtalmi, wouldn't they have taken it away from you, from your other property? In other words, it was a Mu'ud, so you'd have to pay Me'aliyah anyway. So the Gemara says, Honicha Heicha Diyisle Nichse. That's good if true he has some property. But Heicha the Lesle Nichse Mayik Lameima. But in the case where he doesn't own any other property, if the Bailam does not own any other property, and they only want to take away the shore, so why can't the owner say, like, you caused me the Hefsid, I shouldn't have to pay it? So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Yomalei, because the Sheol has a right to say back to the owner, no. Ki Heicha de Mishtabadna Lididoch, the same way this Sheol is like Mishubba to you, like me to you, Hochinami Mishtabidna Lehech, you're also Mishubba to this Nizik, to the one you did damage to. And the Svar is Midi Reb Nosson, like Reb Nosson's Halocha. Titania, because we learned, Rebbe Nosson Oimer, Minayin l'noisei b'chaveir money. How do you know if you borrow money from somebody? V'chaveir b'chaveir, when that friend borrows from somebody else, so minayin shomaitziyim izev v'noisten lezeh, we take the money straight from the third person and give it back to the first person, not that it has to go through the second one. But since the first one lent the second, and the second one lent the third, so the third person now gives the money right back to the first one. Talmud Lema, this deposit says, v'nosam lasher osham loy. You have to give the money to who it deserves, who owns it. See here also, Lemaisa the Sheol tells the Bailim, listen, this Sheol is the same way I'm Meshubah to give it to you, but you're also Meshubah to give it to the person we did the damage to. So therefore, each one, that's the lucky, each one has to pay his Chatzin Nezik. The Bailim has to pay his Chatzin Nezik, and the Sheol also has to pay his Chatzin Nezik. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa. They said what? The Sefer was, who are the Beis Sheol? Let's say the Sheol first becomes a Mu'ud by the Sheol. The Herziru LeBailim, then the Sheol gives it back to the Bailim. Is Bailim Mishama Mechatzin Ezek? It says clearly in the Sefer, the Bailim only has to pay a Chatzin Ezek. And the Sheol Potter Miklum, but the Sheol is Potter completely. So what's the Svara? Sefer, the Sefer holds Rishus Mishana. The Sefer holds, since the Rishus changed, true, by the Shemesh Shurla became a Muid, but now that it was returned, they went back to the original owner, it's a new, like a new Rishus, it loses its din Muid, and it comes back to be a Tam. That's why the Bailam only has to pay a Chatzinezek. Reisha, what does the Reisha say? Not like that. Rishus ain't a Mishana, because the Reisha holds, even though it was a Muid by the Bailim, when it was given over to the Shoyal, it still remains a Muid, and they both have to pay a Chatzinezek. So the Chur, you see, Rishus is not Mishana. So what's the Stira? What does our Mishnah hold? What does the Bryce hold? Some Rabbi Yechon says, Tavra, like it's true, like Misha Shonezu LeShonezu. Whoever learns the first part of the Bryce is not the same Mandiyomim that learned the Sefer of the Bryce. It's like a two different Mandiyomim. Rabba, my rabbi says no. Me the Reisha Rishus ain't a Mishana, since the Reisha the Bryce holds. A Rishus does not change the halacha, it still remains a Muid. I tell you, Sefer Nami Rishus ain't a Mishana. And the Sefer also really the Rishus, the change of ownership from the Sherl back to the Bailim, that's not the reason why it comes back to be a Tam. But rather, the Sefer Haina Tam, you know what the reason of the Sefer is, why we say when it's given back to the Bailim, it's only a Tam. Mishum Diyomalei, because the owner has the right to say to the Shema Shoyal, Lav Kol Keminoch, to Miyadis Lilo Turoi, you have no Rishus, you have no permission to make my Shor into a Muid. In other words, for this I didn't give my shor into your rishus for that. You're only my shomer. I didn't give you over this bailiff that you can make my shor into a muid. That's why it still remains a tam. We also think the Rashba says the svar is that the owner has the right to say to the shomer, you didn't watch it well enough. That's why it did so much damage. But if it would have been by me the whole time, it wouldn't have done this damage. It wouldn't have become a muid. So that's the pshan the ratio. But that's Pshan the Sefer, why it remains a Tam. Right? Rapapa says the opposite. Me the Sefer Rishus Mishana, since the Sefer the Bryce holds stock of the Svar that Rishus is Mishana, when you change the ownership, it changes. I'll tell you, Reisha Nami Rishus Mishana. The Reisha also holds that change of ownership should change the Halacha. It is so, Reisha, Hainu Time, you know what the Reisha, what the reason is, why it still remains a Muid, even though it changed ownership from the owner to the Shoyal. Mishum, the Kor, the Chol Mokim, Shoyalach, Shem Bolov Olov. He holds wherever it goes, it's still called the Shor of the original owner. In other words, the Shem Mishel doesn't really change the ownership. It's still called the Shor of the owner, that's why the Shem Muid doesn't go off it. But in the Sefer, where it first gets the Shem Muid by the Shema, then when it goes back to the owner, that's considered like a new Rishus, therefore there the Din Muid goes off. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Memo Mabez, you're about two dots. Mr. said again, Shore it's the Din, ain't a Chayev Misa. Or Shore that they trained, they teach, they taught him how to do damage, and he went and killed somebody, so therefore the Bailam is the Shor is part of Misa. It's not the Shor itself, it's other people that caused him to kill. See, Boilu, we have a question like this. Mahal Gabi Mizbeach, such a Shor, could the owner now bring him for Korban? Is he kosher for Korban or not? That's the Shaila. So Rav Amarav says kosher, yes, he's allowed to be such a Shor, even though this Shor killed somebody. But since he was taught how to kill, therefore the Shor is kosher for a korban. Or Shmuel am apostle, Shmuel says no, the Shor is possible for a korban. Rav am a kosher, Rav holds the Shor is kosher for a korban, because onesu, that the Shor killed somebody, it was an ones, he didn't do it by himself. Other people taught him how to kill, so it's called an ones, therefore the Shor itself didn't do such a big avera, therefore the Shor is kosher for the Mizbeach. Or Shmuel am a... Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no possible. Shmuel holds this Shor is possible for the Mizbeach. We'll soon see why. He said, Rabbi Makosh Anasu. Or Shmuel Amar possible, Hare Neved by Avera. Because Lamaisa, the Shor didn't Avera. Lamaisa, this Shor killed somebody. So therefore, this Shor is possible for the Korban, even though it was Beyonis. Zamor says, Neisva Yahavakasha. We dash in the Pasuk says, Mina Behema, which we dash in, Lohitzi Yasaroiva, that Min HaBehemah means some behemoths you could use for a korban. But Mashma, not all of them. There are some that you could not. Which ones could you not? Lohitzi Yasaroiva, an animal that lived with a man. V'yes HaNirva, or else an animal that let a man live with it. Or else, yeah, that's the word Min HaBehemah. Now Min HaBokor, Lohitzi Yasa Nevad, to take out an animal that somebody worshipped for Avodah Zarah.
such a korban, you can't, such an animal, you can't use for korban. Then the pasuk says, min hatzoin. So we darshin, lehoitziyat samuksa. That an animal that was just set aside to be used for an avodah zara, or to be used for a krova, to be makrif, to bring it for an avodah zara, such an animal you can't use for korban. Umin hatzoin, that the pasuk says, the vav umin hatzoin, lehoitziyat samageach. An animal that gored somebody, that killed somebody, such an animal is also possible for korban. Rashi Sahim Meshes Adam will soon see Api Edechot. In the case where we don't kill the animal itself, it only kills somebody, Api and Edechot. So with an Edechot alone, we don't kill the animal. Still, the animal is possible for korban. Now, Omer Reb Shimon says, Im Nema Roveya Lomo Nema Nageich. If the Pasuk already said that a Roveya, that means an animal that did an aveira, that lived with a man, that's why, or lived with an isha, that's why the animal is no good for korban. So, lama nema nageach, what do I need a second pasuk to say that a nageach, an animal that did the aveira, that killed a man, can't be brought for korban? Poshet, it's the same svara. The nema nageach, if the pasuk says that an animal that was nageach can't be brought for korban, lama nema roveya, what do we need another pasuk to say that an animal that was roveya, that live with a person can be brought for korban? So Mara says, yes, we need both psukim. There's something by raveya that we don't have by nageach, and the opposite. What does that mean? Raveya, where an animal went to live with a man or with a lady, also by einus kerotzen. Even though it was done by einus, it was forced upon it, it has the same halacha like a rotzen. So Rashi says, "De nirva einusu." In the case where an animal was a nirva, it was an onus. Veniskal karaveya, and still the animal gets killed. Like if a man lived with an animal, so even though the man forced the animal, still the animal is killed. Tichsiv yasebehema tairegu, that we kill the animal also. So by raveya and a nirva, there the chiddush is, even though it was an onus, still it's killed. But nageyach, but in the case where an animal killed somebody, then we say lo yosef by einus kerotzen. We do not make an einus like a rotzen. So here you see clearly, killing by einus is kosher a korban. Now nageyach mishalem koifer. If an animal kills somebody, the bialim has to pay koifer. Raveya ain't a mishalem as a koifer. But an animal that was raveya doesn't have to pay koifer. Lefikach therefore utzrach loyma raveya utzrach loyma nageyach. Therefore, I need like both sukkim to say in both cases the animals are possible for korban. So Gemara says, "Ketani, we learned miyas hakoponim. We learned here that it says raveya also by einus kerosin. In a case where an animal was a raveya or a nirvar, an animal lived with a man or a man with the animal. So even with the one that was the einus that's forced also is chayiv misa. But nageyach, where an animal did damage, killed somebody, lo yosa by einus kerosin. We do not make an einus kerosin." That means if the animal was forced, like our Mishnah, the Shor Itzadin, he doesn't have that loch like a rotzen. So Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasov, what loch are we talking about? Lav le korban, aren't we talking about for korban? So here you see clearly that such an animal that killed Bionis, like our Mishnah, he is kosher for korban. So that should be a raya to Rav, a kasha and Shmuel. So Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you, Shmuel could answer you, le kotla. That the drasha just means there that we don't kill such an animal. But maybe lemaisa, such an animal is not fit for korban. And the Gemara says, "Hachi nami mastar." But this is the svar also this way. Di amrit le korban. If you're going to tell me now that the animal is possible for korban, so what are you telling me? Nageyach lo yosu b'yenis kerotzen. That by nageyach it does not have the loch of an oinis like a rotzen. So Gemara says, "Lav oinis di deiksiv, for lav rotzen di deiksiv." If it's talking about a korban, by a korban it doesn't say the one. It doesn't say rotzen. It doesn't say oinis. So what do you mean to say they didn't make an oinus like a rotzen? The psukim don't say oinus and rotzen. So therefore the Gemara says, elolav lekotla. Aren't we talking about lekotla? That for killing the shor, here there's a difference. That if a shor killed somebody, so when do we kill the shor if the shor killed the rotzen? But if the shor killed the oinus, then we don't kill the shor. But if the shor is kosher for korban or not, that we don't have a proof of here. But lemaisa lalach is like Rav, that Rav says yes, that animal is kosher for korban. Omar, what did we just say before? Nageyach mishalem es hakofer. If an animal kills a person, he's nageyach, he gores the person, so the Baal HaShor has to pay kofer. But raveya, where an animal was raveya, man, eino mishalem es hakofer, then you don't have to pay kofer. So The word says, Hechi Domi, how are we talking about here? Ilai Madurov of a Kotlif, the animal killed the man or the Isha when he lived with her. If so, Mali Kotla Bakarna, Mali Kotla Bravia. What's the difference how the animal killed the person? If the animal killed the person through stabbing him with his horns, or whether it did it through living with him. In both cases, the Baal HaShor should have to pay Kaifa. So why do you say here by Reveya, the Baal HaShor is potter from Kaifa? The Yellow, the Rav of Lakot, the element we're talking about, know that the animal only lived with the person, but he did not kill him. If so, hide the loy mishalom kaifa. You know why the Baal HaShor doesn't have to pay kaifa? Mishrom de loy kotla. Because he didn't kill the person. Kaifa is only when the Shor kills somebody, the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifa. So what are you telling me over here? Some Abaya says, Li'olam de Rav. Yes, we're talking about that the animal was Reveya, lived with the person. For loy kotla. And he did not kill the person. But the case was the Asiul of Edina. Later we brought the person to Bezdin. For kotlu. And Bezdin killed the person. In other words, the person lived with the animal Barotan. So the person did an Aveira that is Chayiv Misa. So because of this animal, the person is killed. So now the time I would have thought to say,